Now, for instance, when agriculture is first developed, let's say in the Near East or in Southeast Asia, I mean, these are the two big centers in the old world, then the art of tilling the soil goes forth from this area, and along with it goes a mythology that has to do with fertilizing the earth and bringing up the plants, killing the body, cutting it up, burying it and having the plant come. That myth will go with the agricultural tradition. It will, you won't find it in a planting, in a hunting culture tradition. So that there are historical as well as psychological aspects to this problem.
In all of these stories, there is someone dying, a hero dying, in order for life to appear again. What does that say to you?
Let me tell you one story here. This isn't a story, this is a ritual. It's in New Guinea. And it's associated with the men's societies in New Guinea, and they are horror societies because they really enact the myth of death and resurrection and cannibalistic consumption. And you have the myth there of the buried body and the life coming out of it. You know, this is the basic myth. Now we're going to enact it. So here's this sacred field, the drums going and chants going and then pauses. And this went on for 3 or 4 or 5 days, on and on. And rituals are boring, but they just wear you out, you know, and then you break through to something else. Then comes the great moment. The young boys who were being initiated into manhood were now to have their first sexual experience. There was a great shed of enormous logs supported by two uprights over here. And the young woman comes in, all ornamented as a deity. And she is brought to lie down in this place beneath the great roof. And the boys then, with the drums going and chanting going on, one after another, there are about 6 boys, have their first permitted or public intercourse with the girl. And when the last boy is with her in full embrace, the supports are withdrawn, the logs drop, and the couple are killed. There is the union of male and female again, as they were in the beginning before the separation took place. There is the union of begetting and death again, and they're both the same thing. The little pair are pulled out and roasted and eaten right that evening, enacting the myth in its essential character. Can't beat that.
And the truth to
which the sacrifice of the mass.